Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to Optic Podcast episode 227. Holy moly, 227 episodes. I have made over literally 700 podcast episodes. This episode is brought to you by Shopify Cash App, and today we have some very, very special guests. We have Oak from the Oakley Boys. We have my man fucking Z-Laner needs no introduction. You might need a reintroduction because of how thin you look like a completely different dude now.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, listen, don't thank me. You're the one that put in all the work. To my right, or on this couch, we have two of the deadliest SMGs that have ever graced the game of Call of Duty. One of them has won a bunch of championships, and the other one is me. With one championship, the River City's finest 3v3 hardcore championship in 2018. Did you know that I won a tournament?
Fuck no.
Oh yeah, skills, dude. You can't see me literally. But anyway, we have a lot to talk about. We have a Warzone rank stream that we're gonna be starting today as you're watching this. It's probably live by now, right, Matt? It is, so go ahead and tune in right after this podcast. We have a man Z-Laner, Joe Woe, who could not join us today, and my man Oak. They're gonna be trying to keep the top three spots in Warzone ranked. Sleeping here at the office, we're gonna be pulling off what we did for the Race to Prestige, and they're gonna be doing challenges throughout. I don't think that you guys know what you guys are getting into.
Yeah, well, you know what? We actually switched it up a little bit because we were planning on at first doing like the 1-2-3 thing.
Yeah.
But just with like COD's history with cheaters and issues and stuff like that, like right now, if you go look at the top 250 leaderboard, like on Warzone in particular, there's like
200 cheaters.
There's like no joke. I would say I know about five legit people on the list of 250.
Jesus. Wow. Yeah, the rest are like boosting services.
Yeah.
And like, because what they'll do is they'll go in like with like teams of 12 or like 18.
Yeah.
And they'll just go to like a buy station on the side of the map and they'll just boost kills. And then they'll like get each other to end game and then let somebody win, but they all go positive because they just get the end game, right? So yeah, like a solid 200 plus people on that leaderboard are not legit. Anyway, we're still gonna grind ranked, we're gonna do a bunch of stuff, but it's gonna mainly just be like just a Warzone grind and a content grind for a week straight. Seven days of just grinding Warzone and having fun. We'll do a bunch of content. We will grind a bunch of ranked for sure, but
okay,
do a bunch.
Well,
I'll be
around. I'll come in and say what's up.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I'm glad that you guys... Wait, so you guys are leaving an hour a day to go shower, or how's this going
to
work?
Yeah, the plan is to be able to head back to hotel, hit a little refresh every day. I mean, you got to when you're putting in, you know, 12, 16-hour shifts.
Bro, you guys are nuts.
It's going to get stinky in here if we don't.
That's just going to stink.
You're not going to want to smell that chair, bro.
Were you here for the watch party race?
Yeah.
You did a couple of shifts?
Yeah. I was here for like... It was like a couple hours, but every single time, I think Zen was always sleeping, bro. I'm not going to lie.
For real? The whole time?
Zen was always
what time
sleeping.
Were you coming in at?
It'd be in the morning. It'd be like around 11, because I think I'd either do content. What did I do? I was playing. I think I was playing like S&D or something like that.
And bro, yeah, I can't sleep here because I snore, especially if I'm not sleeping on my bed, which is obviously elevated on the gravity position. I have a Sleep Number mattress, right? And I'm very comfortably set to where I'm able to breathe right. But if I was sleeping on one of these bunk beds, there's no way that I wouldn't have already been a meme.
Like that'd be Z.
Yeah, I was going to say, last night I asked the boys when I woke up, I was like, was I snoring last night?
He was.
Apparently, so
hey,
we'll
man,
see.
Men snore.
It'll make for some good clips. I'm sure there'll be lots of good
you
clippable moments.
Do I snore?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially if I'm not sleeping in my own bed. In my own bed, as I was just saying, like it. Do you have a Sleep Number mattress?
Yeah, actually.
You know how you can recline it and move
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you actually do that?
Yeah, of course.
You do that?
Especially right now with my foot, yeah.
Holy fuck, so you're like this.
Yeah, I've been sleeping like this. Like a V. Like a V for Vendetta.
Foot up, head up.
Yeah, for real. So tell us a little bit about you, man. Give us your story.
Right.
I see that you got the White Thunders. I see my man Z-Laner rocking the off-white.
The Dirty Prestos.
Dirty Prestos. I just got them clean, and they look really good.
Dude, I
got them. While you're here,
clean.
You should you should put them in a bag. Give them to me. I'll give them to my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
He'll take them to Private Selection. They'll hook you up.
These just became my, like, beat-up, like,
yeah,
shoe,
so
I guess.
Comfortable.
Fucking, they're comfortable. I just wear them. They're my airport shoes.
You want to know a story about me and these shoes?
Yeah,
I was wearing those when this happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. That's not, really? That's not a good voucher.
You were wearing those right there?
I was wearing those right there.
What did you trip on?
On a sidewalk. Like, if you walk outside, careful. Pay attention. But yeah, it's just this little area. I wasn't paying attention. I fucking rolled my ankle. Yes, I've rolled my ankle my entire life since I had my basketball accident. And
The same ankle? It's just
same
like
ankle. It just rolls, and then it hurts for like 2 seconds, and then I'm back to normal. Everything's good. But this time around, it was too much weight on one single thing. I didn't fall. I stumbled.
Stumbled?
But I didn't fall. I'm too athletic to just give up. Yes, you know what really I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got witnesses. Gosh darn it. Side effect. 6 weeks. This is my 5th week. In fact, this next Monday, June 2nd, it comes off. I go into a boot, and then we'll see what happens from there. But I am so ready to get the fuck out of it, man. Like, I am appreciative of the Hot Wheels, but I'm ready to not have these. This be a part of my everyday life. I'm ready to be alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be alone. Everybody has to drive me places. It's not cool.
You can't even drive yourself?
No, it's my right foot.
That's your driving foot, man. Damn.
And I told Jude, my wife, I'm like, yo, what if I just drove my left? Like, with my left foot. You know what I'm saying?
I've actually tried that.
And?
Yeah.
It would take a minute to get used to,
I'm sure.
It feels
fucking weird.
It would.
Like, the braking is, like, very, like, weird.
Yeah, well, yeah, the you don't have the soft touch anymore.
Exactly.
So it's just heavy foot.
No, I've actually tried it. I'm not even showing.
Yeah. Man, I just haven't. I just want to do everything right so that I never have to experience this again. The last thing that I want is to be on my left foot, get into a car crash, and now my left foot's fucked, and I'm in a wheelchair. Oh, my God. Who's gonna bathe me? Surely not my wife. You know? Surely. All right. So, that aside, tell me about you. All
right. My name's Oak. I've been playing Warzone since the integration of it, you know. I actually started playing Blackout. Was the first Call of Duty Battle Royale I played. And I grinded that game.
Yeah.
Best Battle Royale from Call of Duty, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I miss it to this day. Skill gap was there. I mean, you know, it was like a real Battle Royale where you got to loot up and everything. So that's kind of where I started out. And then, obviously, Verdansk dropped. And, you know, that kind of blew everything up and started putting my head down, put in lots of hours. To this day, I still...
Like, how many hours?
This guy's a grinder.
I average usually about 250, 300 hours of streaming every month, just depending on...
A lot.
Yeah, it's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Put my head down, but I just love it, you know? Like, I live in the game and put all my passion and time into that, you know? I've lost relationships and stuff over it.
Like girlfriends?
Yeah, stuff like that. You know?
Shit. Tell me about that.
It's just like, you know.
Don't say her name or anything.
Like when you're putting in so much time into a video game, you know, sometimes people don't understand. They don't get it. They don't get how it becomes your life.
Yeah.
When you love something and you want to be so good at something, you know? And so that took a big toll on my relationship for a long time. And over the years, things, you know, worked back out, you know, people started to understand, she started to understand, you know, and started to see the full picture and what I'm trying to do with my life, what I'm trying to do with me. And
did she not know that this directly impacts her way of life going forward
exactly,
also?
Yeah. So,
you're like, baby, I make it. We're fucking rolling in it. No, we can't travel or go places because I got to play the game. But at least we could, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, exactly. And at the end of the day, like, the financial freedom is nice, but it's also just I want to be great, you know? I want to be really good at the game. I want to be at the highest level, and I feel like, you know, I've been achieving that over the last few years, and this year being able to team up with Z and Joe Woe, I think it's going to be one of the best teams, you know, I've ever been on, and I think Z's really built this team up from vibes, energy, and just, you know, how we all flow together. I wish Joe was here, you know, you would see, like, we all get along and have a good time.
Yeah, the movement king.
Wait, is Joe coming here? He's coming here?
Yeah, he'll be here today. Yeah.
He's going to be here. He should be land.
He doesn't live here, right?
Probably land.
No.
Where does Joe live?
North Carolina, I believe.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Yeah, so that's me. I just play the game. I'm a grinder, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Z, tell us, what's up with this project that you're working on?
This stream right here?
The whole thing.
Yeah, dude, this I mean, I've been talking to I got an assistant. His name is Josh. He's over there now setting it up and helping it out. And he's going to be here the whole time off to the side, kind of giving us a hand with it. But I've been talking to him about this for like half a year now. Just the idea of getting the boys in the room, doing a classic like LAN party, like, you know, how gaming kind of was conceived a little bit. People think about like OG Halo LAN parties like that. You know, that was a big part of the culture. And I feel like that's type of stuff you don't see nearly as much anymore. So I thought it'd be cool to pull a couple boys together, have a similar goal or challenge. And now that we got EWC and World Series of Warzone coming up, I feel like those are some pretty great challenges and opportunities. So figured we'd get all the boys in the same room, and because we got a couple of the quals while we're here. So on the 31st
and the 1st will be the EWC open qualifiers, and then it goes to closed after that, which will also be here.
Do people automatically qualify right now or no?
Nope.
No.
Only one team is automatically qualified, and that's the Falcons because they won last year.
Yeah.
So they got an automatic qual spot. They don't have to do anything.
The Biffle boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's no org quals. There's literally, it's just pure open quals. Anybody can
really?
Sign up.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Wait, so what about the partner teams that are partnered with?
Doesn't matter. They still have to go through the ringer.
Quals?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
How many teams?
I think there's over 450 participants signed up. So I think that goes off of
48 teams.
21, so out of 400, only 21 are going to be able to compete for the $1 million prize pool in Riyadh?
Yep, and actually only 7 move on from the NA portion.
Yep. 7?
Wow.
7 for NA, 7 for EU, or no?
I think, something.
Something like that, yeah.
It's like 7 EU, and then, there's a...
Surely, if you guys go and live in EU... Right, because what are the...
So the restrictions are you have to have 2 residency... team, and then one person can be from wherever.
Gotcha.
So there are certain teams that are traveling to, you know, other places to potentially up their odds of qualifying.
What is this, Matt? Some quantum physics?
The tournament format.
The tournament format starts with a group stage of the groups of 7 fighting for supremacy across 4 maps each. Stage 2 is the last stand qualifier featuring 14 teams with the final sword on the stage. They will have a chance to prove themselves across additional 6 matches with hopes of reaching the finals. Stage 3 is the finals where we will feature 14 teams competing for the match point format. Is that right? 14 teams competing for the match point format. In this format, teams will fight to reach a certain number of points. It's blah, 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 blah. Once it was reached, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The EWC format is a little... Like, I feel like since it's not hosted by COD, like Activision, it's like, I guess, a third party.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little different than like the World Series quals. I think those ones are a little more tightly. Are those
They're both ran what I remember. A company called Face It.
Yeah.
Face It kind of organizes all. That's where you sign up. That's where you go through. Even with the World Series of Warzone quals, it's the same thing. It's all open. Yeah. Anybody in the world can apply for their region and shoot their shot at, you know, potentially greatness.
Wait, do you guys know what regions there are? Like, is it NA, EU?
So I know there's NA, EU. I think there's one.
APAC, right?
Yeah, APAC, yep. AU. And then
Oceania.
I think there's a few.
Oceania is APAC, Oceania? Isn't it?
Is it? Okay, same. I'm saying.
I think there's
I'm
a few assuming. Latinum.
Latin America, okay.
Yeah, I think there's two or three spots for that. And then there's a couple. I think MENA has like one or two. I'm not 100% sure on all those, but yeah.
Very cool. Did you guys go last year?
I never competed last year. I never did like any of the stuff. And EWC was the first year was last year, right?
Yeah. So EWC format was a little bit different last year. It based off of placement in the previous World Series of Warzone, and then also like you pretty much there was no quals. You kind of just got invited to go.
Oh, really?
Based on your performance the previous year.
Oh, what the
heck? Yeah. Yeah, I did World Series of Warzone, but I didn't compete like at all last year. I just did like straight content for a year straight. And then the year before that, I was doing like basically half and half, like one foot in the content, one foot in the comp. So, yeah.
It's such a different, like, so now your focus is pure competing?
Right now is like still pretty, like, I've always been like, content has always been like my favorite thing to do by far, but like this is kind of, you know, I'm 27, so like for me, I told myself like this, and with GTA right around the corner too, like this is going to be kind of probably my last year of like going like really hard with the competing stuff. And then once GTA comes out, I'm probably going to step into more of like go back into that same thing I did with last year and just go full content again and tap into that. I'm starting to get a little older now too. You know, I'm kind of looking at, you know, I just moved into a house with my girl. Like we're going to get married soon, maybe start a family, like going into that portion of my life. So I'm starting to, you know, kind of
ranking up.
Leveling up in life.
Leveling up, man. That's amazing. Right. It's good that you're going to take the time. It's you're going to regret the things that you didn't do more than the things you did actually do.
Totally.
Whether they worked out or not. So I'm excited for you, man. What's your placing spin like? What's your history in competitive?
Had some rough years with some rough pickup teams and stuff like that. So this year is the first year I've really had a genuinely set team, and we're working to greatness. You know.
Yeah.
I've competed the entirety of Verdansk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I did come from Facebook. That's actually how I met Z.
Facebook gaming.
Yeah. The streaming. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I met Z. And actually, the first ever 2v2 competitive tourney Z played in was with me. It was actually TP's 2v2 way back in Verdansk. And we actually ended up getting screwed out of the tourney because it was invites, you know? And at the time, you know, we didn't have any connections to that side of the world.
Yeah.
So we had to play the open quals, and it was 2 days of quals, and it was the top two teams move on from each day. And first day, you know, 1 and 2 move on. And then second day, we ended up getting second place.
Mm.
So we qualified.
I remember this. I forgot this. Yeah.
And then we got like a message saying, unfortunately, we're only taking the top one team from your day qual
because
of a clinical error that we made.
A clerical error.
Made the day before. So they took three teams from the first day and then only one team from the second day. So that was it was so unfortunate. But it's something I always remember, you know. And then from that, we started playing a lot more, and then
I think for Oak, he's just always, I know you've always had like different, he's always had different set rosters, different teams. This is like kind of the first time you're really like tapping in with like a roster that wants to actually like work on our mistakes and fucking like improving and like get better, you know, like take the time instead of like swapping teammates out every, you know, like
who's shot calling.
I'm kind of taking that role a little bit, but like,
so he's going to be main IGO for Rebirth and Big Map. For Big Map, I'm going to be like support IGO because I have, you know, insane amount of game time.
Yeah.
And so I'll be able to help out on certain things. I know certain things, you know, that maybe he might not pick up on right away. Yeah. But
then Joe's just like a hired goonie.
Yeah. So Joe's going to be able to, he's going to be our entry and, you know, be able to really just get in there. And
I'm excited, dude.
Yeah. It should be a lot of fun.
I'm psyched for you guys, especially if it works out, which of course it can, you know what I'm saying? Of 100%. Course it can. That's cool. I mean, $1 million ain't nothing to shy about. So if it's available for anyone and everyone, guys, if you guys are watching, get your team together. Go for it. What's the worst that can happen? You win some money. Oh no. We placed fourth. You want to talk a little bit? Were you guys watching?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, did you guys get a chance to go to DreamHack?
I didn't go.
I wasn't there. I was watching the whole time, man. Yeah.
Yeah, no, DreamHack was lit.
Dude, it was lit.
It looked insane. Playing aside, because I actually went to the Halo, like, after we lost, like, I went to, who was it, Halo or Optic versus FaZe in Grand Finals, and it was actually pretty packed. I was actually surprised. Low key.
It's a big crowd for Halo.
It was actually the big second, crowd.
The second that we got fourth.
Yeah, I think everyone went over there.
Everybody got up and went to go see.
I thought it was going to be very low key. Like I was going to be able to hide, but nah. Like there was a line. You know, everyone asked pictures. They're like, "What the fuck are you, Shotzi?" And
you're in the middle of watching it.
Yeah.
Why don't you watch from behind the curtain?
Nah, because I had people had my friends were there, so they had seats for me. So I thought it was going to be very low key, but nah, it was dope to watch. You know, Matt got he went back to back this year. You know, good for him. I feel like whenever that roster formed, I could just tell it was going to be, you know, winning consistent chips. I mean, they got Legend, Renegade, and Bound. Those are like basically three of the best players in the game. So,
yeah.
You know, congrats to them. And then, yeah, we got top four. This is like the first event that we finally didn't make a change, which is like insane to think about.
Yeah.
Last year we made champs, and or we won champs, So yeah, it feels good to like finally just get over a tournament and like figure out what we got to work on instead of like, you know, make it roster change. So
yeah. We get to go on the offense instead of managing a defense of, okay, how do we make a team change or not? Are we confident that we're going to go into another thing? I mean, this entire year for us has been one of the most like turbulent, like, and I mean, I've been here since 2006.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So since 2000, next year's going to be 20 years of me doing the same thing. Fucking fielding a team, having my teammates go out there and try to represent for the Green Wall and do what they can to win. This is the most insane series of events that we have ever fucking been through. Just external circumstances that would never fucking happen under any other circumstance, and it happened. Everything like it was like the year of Murphy's Law for our Call of Duty team, right? Like everything that could go wrong
went wrong, man.
And it was quicksand the entire way through. Like the fact that we sat there week after week and we went like what was it? We went 0-18. Like and it's not like.
I cannot believe we went. Dude, that shit's crazy to even think
right,
about.
Right, doesn't it seem like a fucking, like, a sim that like, doesn't even feel real,
like
right?
A fever dream?
Nah, it was a scary movie, dude.
Yeah, it was like a fever dream.
A scary movie,
a
nightmare.
Scary movie, dude. That shit was a nightmare.
Bro, and it's like, and everybody was affected by it, right? Like, everyone. Like, whether you were out there or not, like, we all went through it together.
It's actually just crazy to see, like, Preyed on Falcons and Ken on fucking Rocker, dude. That shit is just so weird to me, dude. Because, like, just a couple months ago, you guys were literally just, you know.
No, it's crazy. How do you guys feel about, like,
crazy.
I mean, I think Merc, in my opinion, like, just from watching it, like, dude, he's a great pickup.
Nah,
I think
he's a beast, dude.
He's, like, he seems like a rock, like, for you guys. Merc's
a beast,
like,
dude, straight up. That kid's,
He is, bro.
I thought he was way younger than he was. He's 21, but...
He just looks really young.
He's a little prodigy, dude.
He knows how
up.
To play that life, bro. Like, I find he's, like, really good at playing his life.
Yeah,
man.
He's
like,
really good. That's one thing that reminds me of Dan. Because, like, Dan, whenever we got him on MW2, like, one thing Dan's play style that I would, like... I wasn't really used to
Dan
my team
Gosey.
Was doing it. Yeah, Dan Gosey. It's just like valuing his life. And I feel like that's the one thing that Mace does really, really well.
Yeah.
Shout out Mace, man.
Yeah, dude's a beast.
Yeah, again, you know, it was one of those years, and it's gonna go down in the history books as it should. But we went. Listen, you know, we're not out of it yet. We're not happy with fourth, but fourth is an improvement.
Hell yeah.
Nonetheless, and we have no team changes in the future. We're literally just focused finally on the competition, not on the are we cursed? Is it this? Is it the connection of the internet? Is it the fucking room that we're in? Is it this? Like, we literally threw everything at the fuck. We were burning sage and shit. It was nuts, man. It was really, 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 really nuts.
That is crazy. And then, like the pressure online, too, bro. Like, it's just you're going to always have people, like, thinking they know, you know, what the right move is from the outside perspective.
Yeah,
and it's like...
Dude.
I mean, like, you know, that kind of pressure too. Like you said, you think like you keep thinking like, are we cursed or that stuff? And then that stuff, you don't want that shit to fester.
No, Hector was responding
guys...
to like people on Twitter and shit.
I was right. Yeah, listen, I felt like it was my responsibility to let people know when they were being fucking stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's like they don't know, and like to this day, like people don't really like. It's not even. It's just external circumstances that put us in this fucking tumble. And every single time we felt like we had our footing, like the ground gave out from underneath us. And what are we supposed to do? Just fucking sink and give up and just not try shit? Fuck that. I'm a fighter, man. I'm gonna try whatever the fuck I gotta do to try, even if it is convincing them to let me get them something for their birthday. You know what I'm saying?
That is how you brought it.
So yeah, no, listen, I think we got really lucky with Mace. The way that I see it now is that everything that happened sort of like was a path leading to picking up this kid so that we can get back on track to do something. You know, everything happens for a reason. Firm believer in that.
Same.
So we're fighting. That's all we can do. The amount of people by the fucking way that were talking shit to me for placing fourth. I'm like, you motherfuckers have like goldfish attention span, and it's selective when you choose to fucking forget. Because they forgot how bad we were doing at the beginning. Fourth is a blessing, gosh darn it. That's not something to be too shy out at. And who do we lose to? FaZe? FaZe went on to lose to fucking these guys over here.
But when you're like one of the biggest, well, when you are like the face of the fucking CDL, bro, when you guys are winning, everyone loves you. When you're losing, everyone hates you, bro. Like
the thing about that though is it's not that. It's not that, and it's never that. I look at the numbers, the data.
Yeah.
And even when you look at the data and you show a fucking moron facts, they're still gonna have their own illusions as to what it was. The fact that people were saying it's like, oh, this team doesn't get along or there's shit going on within each other. Fucking Enable was talking that shit, and he's a fucking ex-pro player who's in the know. So for him to fucking know something that isn't fucking true, like, and saying that, like, and I'm not talking shit about my boy, right? Obviously, like, it's not that. It's just like the amount of, and you can't be mad at them because it's true. Like, nobody knew what the fuck was going on. Nobody knew.
Yeah, straight up, I ain't gonna lie.
So how was it? I mean, aside from the event itself, did you ever compete in MLG events where it looked like that before?
Hey, you! Give me back my friend! You know what I want! Don't give it to him, scum! Man, Hector's gonna kill us! Why'd you give it to him?
Because it's the Cash App card. I can decline any suspicious transaction before I'm charged and even use the nifty card lock feature the second we get out of here.
That's money.
That's Cash App.
That's right.
For a limited time, new Cash App customers that watch this show may be eligible for a $10 sign-up bonus. All you have to do is download the app, use the code OPTIC10 when creating your account, send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10. That easy. Terms apply. That's money. That's Cash App. This podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Terrible Halo team, but great business. If you've shopped online, chances are you've bought from a business powered by Shopify. You know that purple little shop pay button that makes it so easy for you to check out? Well, that's the one that makes buying so incredibly easy, and that is because it's on Shopify. And obviously, if it's easy to buy, then that must make it so much easier to sell. There's a reason that so many businesses sell with it. Shopify makes it incredibly easy to start and run your business. Shopify is the commerce platform behind 10% of all e-commerce in the United States, from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands that are just getting started. Shopify gives you that leg up from day one with hundreds of beautiful ready-to-go templates to express your brand style and forget about the code. Tackle all of those important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analysis or analytics and more. Spread your brand's word with the built-in marketing and email tools to find and keep new customers. And did I mention, of course I did, I know I did, I never forget, but I did mention that iconic purple Shop Pay button that is used by millions of businesses around the world. And that's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/optic. Go to shopify.com/optic. That is shopify.com/optic.
I don't think I've ever competed at an MLG event, but I competed at DreamHack, though. In DreamHack, the one that I went to was more, it was in Atlanta. It was more like a really big building with like Halo over here and then some fucking goofy ass game over here. I forgot what it was called, to be honest. And then that was it. So this one was completely different because, bro, the building was big as fuck.
Massive.
Like, this shit went from fucking Frisco to Dallas, I think.
Yeah.
But COD was over here at one end, and then you had, CSGO at a completely different end, and then you had Halo in between, and I think Brawl Stars or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it was actually really cool.
Some Dungeons and Dragons shit was there.
From like a competitor, like a viewer, like they probably enjoyed that shot because it was dope. It was really dope.
That is sick. Having everything under one roof, like those three major titles too.
And then just like meeting people in general, like that, you know, like the same hobby as you, is everyone probably had fun, so.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to be like, okay, here's CDL, here's Warzone, here's Halo, and then you got the Brawl Stars, you have the Dungeons and Dragons, you have CSGO, What else did they have there? They had a bunch of anime stuff there too. I sent my daughter a picture and she's like, I want to go now. And I'm like, okay. So they met up with me on Sunday and walked them around, and they got a bunch of keychains and a bunch of other stuff. APG rejoined us, super happy about that. I tell him, and I've had conversations with him before, I'm like, yo, like, all you gotta do is, you know, all you gotta do is, if you want to be back, you're back. Like, you got the chain, you're always gonna be family to me, you're always gonna have a chair at my table, the whole nine yards, anything and everything that I could signal to him that if he wants to, he can. And then finally he made the leap, and now he's back,
man,
which is good, because you know, him and Maniac have a really good rapport. They've been teammates and friends for a very long time, because APG's been around for a very long time. The amount of knowledge that APG has and the way that he explains it is fucking bar none, one of the best. And of course, obviously, Formal, good friend of his also. So yeah, I mean, the weekend was saved for sure. Not only was T4 in Call of Duty, obviously not what we want, but definitely nothing to shy at. Because of, you know, the level of competition at this time of the year is just fucking massive. So, I don't know. What did you think? I mean, because it wasn't close. And I texted you guys, and I'm like, man, we're so fucking close, man.
No, I mean, I like what I see. I mean, I feel like this roster actually is capable of definitely winning. I mean, bro, we literally only teamed for a month, which is kind of crazy to think about. I feel like a lot of people underestimate, like, because, like, you could, you know, fucking like every other team has been in so much more scenarios than we have.
Yeah,
like obviously we play like a lot, but I'm not really sure if like it translates to Warzone as well. But like whenever you scrim in Warzone or like in COD, yeah, you get in situations, but then when you actually get in a match, like,
of course,
it's just so different.
It,
like,
plays way different.
It's just so different the way it plays out. So like all these other teams are able to get in scenarios like that in matches, but you know, for us, obviously, like, been teaming for a month only, so.
Yeah, man.
There's only room to grow for us. So
I agree. I think you guys look good. Also, the difference between you guys making it, like the that what series was it against? Was it the first series against FaZe you guys played? Did that one knock you guys into losers on this last one? Mm. Bro, the difference between a couple different kills was the difference between taking map one and two. Yeah, like literally,
dude, map one. Wow.
That's what I'm saying. So like, crazy. And then you know how that plays out too. Momentum. Like you win that first map, 100%. And then map two is already close as hell. That probably is another. Yeah, it's just, you know, it plays out like that. But like you said, since you guys are just fresh, you guys can only go up from there. Like, you know, if you're already making it that neck and neck with a team like FaZe two, it's like, who, like you said, already has those reps and kind of has been a unit for a while. Like,
straight up.
Yeah. No, I we're so close, man. The fact that the chemistry isn't fully developed, the telepathy of the chemistry, like knowing just instinctively what your teammate's gonna do and how you can fill in where he's not looking is just like, that's just coming down the line. And the fact that we have about a month, right? About a month of practice to go into. Are you guys gonna be streaming? No, right? Fuck, no. Don't stream nothing. Only stream at the. I think you guys should stream at the beginning, like the first two majors, and then after that, you guys go into quiet mode.
Yeah, tight. You know what I'm saying? Tight food. But yeah, that's our bracket. LA Thieves, Breach is on top. Surge, Heretics.
Oh, you guys play FaZe first.
That's actually a really good round one matchup. Surge and Heretics, but and then us and FaZe, and then Ultra and Ravens.
All right, so obviously, I'm not gonna ask you to make any predictions because, you know, obviously, is just not something that we do. What do you guys think on this? Do you watch a lot of CDL or not?
Nah? I don't watch as much as Z. I tune in from time to time, you know.
Know ball, that's what I'm asking.
To be honest, not really. Again, I'm being honest.
Hey,
I spend a lot of time playing Warzone, you know, like, and when I do get off the game, you know, like, I'll pop up the streams if it's on.
Yeah.
But most of the time I try to disconnect from screens as well.
Yeah.
100%.
But
I feel that.
Yeah. But Z definitely knows ball.
I mean, I wouldn't say I know ball, but like just from watching the teams this year, I mean, obviously LA is going to do real good, I would say. FaZe, I'm going to say Optic's going to do well, and Heretics is looking insane as well this year, right? They're actually looking crazy. They just got second, right? They're playing
I literally was betting, not betting, but I was I was like picking Heretics to have like a fucking insane run. And it, dude, they look scary. I mean, those are good. Obviously, yo, what did you think about the fight on stage between Ernie and
Super and shit? That was comedy.
That shit was hilarious.
What I didn't know is that when he was doing this and fucking Super came by and hit him, like, it made him jab himself.
Oh, no.
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't know
so
that.
That's why he got mad. He turned around after he jabbed himself with his own middle finger and shit.
What was he saying? What did he do?
He was, like, either pointing at him or doing something, like, it look right there. Like, right there. You saw this?
Wait, is his head, like...
Wait, who was it?
Slow it down right here. Slow it down right here.
Oh, yeah.
Slow it down right there, Matt. You saw it?
Yeah,
there's a wheel. You could put the wheel.
He didn't even know this.
Hold on. Matt hasn't been doing this for fucking 5 years. 0.25. Yeah, now go back right there. Watch. Look. Boing.
Boom. Good thing he's got the protective goggles on. Oh my god.
Right here is like, yo, motherfucker. Right here.
Scrap goes back, grabs him by the shirt. Dude, could you imagine if a fist got thrown on that stage? Oh, yeah. What kind of fine are we looking at for something like that?
Oh, dude, like who lifts their chin? Who exposes their chin like this in it?
Wow, man.
Jesus.
And then we got Real like trying to keep it cool right there. Bro, the second that Dill
gets involved.
Bro, Dill is a fucking Midwest boy from the fucking hard streets of Chi-Town, bro. He played baseball, bro. He's just massive to begin with. I literally thought that he was going to start flexing on these fools, dude, for real.
Yeah, how tall is Dill? Dill's pretty tall, right?
Bro, Dill's like 6'1" and fucking massive. He's a big bone dude. Not so
usually, yeah.
Yeah, he I was fucking dying, bro. Ernie's going like this to him, like reprimanding him and Super's like tilting his head all the way back, looking at the sky talking shit to this guy. Oh man. Guys, funny. There's no there's no place for violence in Call of Duty, so please refrain from touching each other in any capacity, okay? But that shit was entertaining as fuck.
It's not hockey.
No, it was entertaining. Hey, you see Attachment Illy retire?
I did, man. I did. I think
Illy retired, Illy? Bro.
Fucking. Yeah,
I knew Attached
Illy.
It. I didn't know Illy did,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Illy. Yoda King has. I don't know.
You think he'll probably come back?
Dude, he's Yoda King. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This guy may say he's retired and then he'll go on like a hiatus. He's going to be on that. He's going to. I'm telling you right now, mark my words, in about a month, there's going to be a tweet from Illy and it's going to be fucking Goku. Like in that chamber.
In the chamber. Just fucking up.
Yeah, just cooking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he probably just needs to take one full. I mean, that's the thing, though, is that, like, he's taking years off, but, like, one full year where, like, he just goes mute. And, like, no tweets, no contact from anyone, no nothing.
All right, here's what Ender says. He says, I know this post is long overdue, but I appreciate everyone that has supported me throughout my career. With that being said, I've officially retired from competitive Call of Duty. Just wanted to say I'm thankful for everyone that I've met through this journey and the experiences that it came with, from winning champs my first year to winning a chip for my dream org. Not enough could be said how grateful I am for everything. With that being said, this is not the end. Okay, wait, so is it? Are you retired or is this? See what I mean? He's leaving an open ending.
A new beginning.
Exactly. The start of a new beginning. What's that mean? Counter-Strike?
I think he got a job or some shit.
Like a job? Like what?
I don't know.
S&D coach, you think we need him?
Yo, S&D coach would go crazy. S&D coach would go crazy.
Him and Bose just fucking giving you guys all the Nate spots?
Yeah, and there's more. Actually, yeah, I don't know. I'm down, dude. Straight up.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, listen, and Attach, obviously, like, he was most recently with Cloud9, right? And then...
Yeah, Attach was with Cloud9, and then, yeah, I think they...
Who came in for him?
I think Spart, I'm pretty sure, took a spot. Spart and Capsule took him in Max spot. And, yeah, I think Attach fucking played this last stage. I can't even remember, but, yeah, no one really knew what happened to Attach, but then, yeah, he announced his retirement. Damn, dude.
Any word
Dill
on what he's doing next, Matt? Let me guess.
Robin?
Content creation. Holy shit. I'm not. Let's, most importantly, thank you to Call of Duty fans. I've had the honor of winning world championship, earning multiple pieces of of the pie throughout the years. I like that. Now I'm ready to take a leap of faith and embrace new challenges. I move into the next chapter of my journey. Godspeed, young Dill. Godspeed. He's gonna do good no matter what he does.
I think he'll probably tap into some content because I know that like he's done that before, right? Like I the podcast and stuff and different. I did an interview with him one time. He was doing his podcast. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm sure he'll go down that road, man. Yeah, legend.
Go right there,
for real,
legend.
For real.
He's the youngest person ever win champs. No one's ever gonna beat that.
Nah.
No.
How old was he?
Yeah, because as soon as he turned 18, it was 2 months after, which is like literally impossible now. Because like, champs is fucking. So that would mean someone would have to have turn 18 at May and then get picked up for
on a roster just for champs.
That's just there's just no way.
that's
pretty crazy.
Yeah, because I think AW champs was like so different. I think it was like, wasn't it different? Like, didn't they have champs and then they had like X Games?
Yeah, no, we had champs, X Games, and then the rest of the season.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
That is fucking insane.
That's called, that's Activision.
You think Optic would have won it if it was, like, at the end of the season?
If we would have won what?
Champs.
You think
if it was, like, regular season, X Game, and then champs, like, Optic would have won?
Which year?
AW.
Oh, AW?
Yeah. I feel like they would have won that show.
Yeah, I mean, we were super dominant, obviously, with the Dynasty. And it wasn't even fucking close. Like, I think Formal had elevated to such a level that he was just like unstoppable. And obviously Seth and Karma and Crimson, like the supporting cast for each other there was just like too well oiled to lose something like that. But yeah, I mean, look, I'm sad to see, because now who's left? He's like the second oldest. So now Slasher is the last remaining from that school.
Slasher,
right?
Yeah, damn, dude.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's
it has to
insane.
Happen eventually, but it is crazy to see it actually like unfolding, you know, seeing everyone kind of stepping away.
23.
You got like you're what? Chilling, like fucking bro. 7 more years?
Yeah. Well, look at Matt. Look at Formal, man. The fact that he's still winning championships and dominating after such a career.
How old is
like,
Formal?
37?
Yeah.
He's 7. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's a yeah.
Dude. I didn't correct him. I just said, yeah. No, I think he's 29, right? He might be 28, actually. 30 years old.
30.
He might be 29. Yeah, no, I think 28, 30. Yeah, he's 30.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, to be 30 and, like, you just won a Halo champ. Like, I mean, that's pretty nuts for, like, gamer. I feel, or for, like, you know.
Straight up. He's doing his thing, dude. Straight up.
And he's, like, I don't know. Like, I can't say, like, I can't lie. Like, I haven't been following the Halo stuff as much. But I did tune in at DreamHack. And it's almost like every time I tune in, he's always got that top frag, bro. He's a fragger. Like, he's always he's cooking, man.
No, he's just like he's a walking UAV, right? Calling everything out, and just his discipline and how straight he fucking shoots. I say this a lot, mostly in private to people when they're not around. But like, I am one of the luckiest men on the planet to have had the pleasure of having a front row seat to seeing them become who they became, to get a chance to sit next to this dude and see his story develop, Dashy's fucking story develop. Like, I'm very, 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 very blessed that I get the most up front row seat to fucking experience these men just accomplish fucking greatness. You know, we'll continue to see. I'm excited to see how many more this guy fucking pulls out. I'm just here along for the ride, which is why when we were fucking going on this fucking massive like whack run, the amount of people that thought that I didn't give a fuck or that it was just like it's just impossible for me to understand. Especially when you sit on the watch party, like you see greatness back there. All these fucking trophies, those are not just decorations; those were earned. You know what I mean? So I'm not done. We're not done. Someone has the number one spot right now, but they're just keeping that seat warm for the rightful fucking ass.
Mm-hmm. Hold up. I like that.
So yeah. So don't get too comfy, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking shit like that. Okay. I'm talking shit. You're not. You just said let me do it for you.
Don't worry.
Did you hear that Paige lost her chain?
Yeah. Nah. She. She was looking all over, dude, in the PPAs. And.
So,
Wait, but someone I don't understand that. Someone's like, got a little wait, chain. It's a necklace, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, it's wrapped. It's like the little thing is on the necklace. So how how would the she clasp. Lose it? Yeah, how would
I don't
she...
know either, but it's the same thing that happened with, I don't know why I did that. It's the same thing that happened with formal. You know, when you take it on and off so many times, this little clasp, the little hook, like loses its spring or something. And when it loses its spring, don't wear it no more. Mm. When it loses its spring and or it's loose, don't wear it anymore. It's time to take it in, pay the $15 that it takes to fucking fix it so that you don't lose your fucking expensive ass chain. I don't know if what happened to her was the same as it happened to Formal, because Formal showed me pictures of his. He's like, yeah, this little hook thing like has been loose this like for like the last month. And I'm like, what? Why are you keep wearing your fucking chain, silly noodle? So Formal lost his chain. To top off like the dark cloud of waft of bad luck that we had, he loses his chain. Same thing happens to Paige. We're doing a meet and greet at the Monster booth, hanging out, and I get a text, and she's like, I lost my chain. If anyone finds it, fucking let me know. And I'm like, man, like the women chains are smaller. They're like, they're not fucking big smaller? Boys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're like this big. Right? Damn. Like, you know, they're for women. Bro, Matt, pull up. Did you pull it up already? My vlog? Okay, right here. Okay, watch this shit. Watch this shit.
I love
shit.
That shit.
Watch this shit.
I'm going to miss seeing you scoot around on that, man.
Look. You see that little shiny thing?
Nah.
What?
That's it?
Oh, yeah. So right here, I'm going back there to talk to the boys. And I'm going over there and I'm riding around. My back is tweaking. I have sciatica and all this other stuff happening.
Have you ever fell on this shit or no?
Yeah.
You actually have?
Not on this one, but on the other one, I stumbled and I stepped on my foot and I shouldn't have. Bro. But anyway, fast forward a little bit, man. Let's not go through all of it. Anyway, so right here, this is me jinxing him. All right, so the boys are there. I say what's up to them. I'm leaving. I'm coming back. Okay, pause right here and put the volume on.
We were talking last night. If there was one food that you should pick that you pushed a button.
Bro, is that camera on?
Yeah.
Point there.
Point there. Nah.
What?
Nah.
Every single tournament, every tournament on that. That is insane.
Nah. No way. Hey, that security guard was hiding there, bro.
Now, the fact that you found that, because you know if a fan walked by that, that
yeah.
shit is
no, instantly. I think anybody in the green wall would go for the reward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did any diamonds fall out?
Huh?
Did any diamonds fall out?
Did
any diamonds fall out?
No. Bro, and that's like such a place, because she hangs out there, or she's always there with like waiting to either let people through or do whatever. But what are the odds, bro? You know how big that place is.
Dude, that
she was walking everywhere.
Bro,
she was walking
shit.
In the docks. She was walking behind. You know how dark it is there.
Dude, that's it's crazy. Dark as fuck. Like, this actually looks like it's lighting, but like, bro, it's
the
dark
odds
as
that
far.
You were going by and you just
what?
Happened to look down.
Bro, I see
you were
everything.
Just looking down? Why are you
that's
looking?
Why I'm the best sniper that's ever lived. It's not because I'm my, it's not because my shot was
wait,
good. It's because I see everything.
Like,
actually
your peripheral
no, I was just rolling by and I saw something shiny caught my eye and I'm like, no fucking way. How nuts is that?
That's
I wish
insane.
That would have happened with the formal chain, which was way bigger and more expensive. Well, that shit's gone. Well, I hope he had that shit insured. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's one of those things, man.
That's crazy.
Where are we at? What's is there anything below right there, Matt? All right. So do we have any plans post this thing? Like, what do we think? Like, if we qualify. Are we going as a team to ESWC as you three as the reps, or what are we doing?
Yeah, and we want to come back. We want to come back too because we got World Series June 20.
Open calls start June 20th.
We want to come back and just do it land style, man. We want to get us all in the same room so we can fucking get up chest bump after each dub and like really get excited
like
about it. You know what I mean? Like, take it seriously.
Vibe, so yep. Everybody's locked in incredibly. Yep.
Very cool. Have you guys ever been to Riyadh or the
Never,
Emirates?
Bro. Never.
You want to give them some advice on what it's like?
Bro, it's a different fucking world.
Is it really?
It's so different.
Yeah.
So since it's so hot over there, they do everything at night. So like they'll go out at like 3 a.m., which is insane. Because like I remember... I went to the bathroom, or I did something at like 12, like at midnight, And then I look outside, and all I see is the lights on and, like, these little kids just playing soccer at midnight. But, yeah, it's just so super hot over there. The hotel that we stayed at, they served us with everything. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. It was amazing.
It's the safest place you're going to be at. Like, they don't play no fucking
game. No, I've heard nothing but good
things. Listen, you're not going to be able to drink anything. You're not going to be able to smoke anything unless it's shisha or tobacco.
Oh, you could do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I was smoking some, like a little shisha. But aside from that, like, you know, it's follow the rules. Everything's good. We stayed in a very, very nice hotel. They put us up at the Four Seasons. Everything was taken care of, bro. Like, like, you were treated like royalty over there.
No, those guys are
the only thing that I don't like.
Don't get a massage, dude. That shit was crazy.
Explain.
Bro,
she was crazy. How so?
Well, first of all,
some type of happy ending.
Don't get a massage. Bro,
the guy literally got on the massage bed. Yeah, I've never seen that in my life.
He got on while you were on it.
He put his knees in between my fucking like legs. And fucking like
here, Zelina, lay down, and then you show me. How it's like,
bro, right,
Joe, come lay down here, and then pretend like you're Shotzi, and then you pretend like you're that dude. No, okay, all right. So he got up on the table.
Bro, we got out, like, bro, the size bed is not even that big, dude.
Okay, which way, like, are you facing?
I'm just facing down.
So your face is in the hole?
Yeah, my face, yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
And then the dude gets on
and then
the...
he spread my legs. He at least spread them.
Yep. What?
So then he...
No, it's cool. It's not. They don't play that game. They don't
play that. Well, no, yeah. I mean, I'm in a different world, so I don't really know what the fuck is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spread my legs, and then, like, he put his two knees in between, like,
yeah,
legs, and then he just started going in.
Yeah, well,
he started massaging my back.
So he started going in. He just wanted to get some leverage to make sure that he's applying the pressure in the right way.
Yeah, dude. But then, like, bro, he was doing crazy shit. He grabbed one of my fucking arms, put it behind my back, fucking started going in my shoulder blade. I mean, it was good. I mean, it was nice, but, like, I don't know. It was a little OD for me. I'm not gonna lie.
You wouldn't do it again?
Definitely not. Even Pred got one, bro. And then, like, by the time he walked out, like, I'm not even trolling, he was grabbing his back, going like, ah. It might be in Kenny's vlog.
Yeah?
Kenny vlogged
it.
He was like, ah. That's literally what he did. But, yeah, don't get the massages.
Don't get the massages.
Hey, eat the food that's at the hotel.
Yep.
I don't recommend DoorDashing.
Wait, what did you DoorDash?
I think, like, KFC or shit.
No. No, they got really, really good food. Especially, like, their local, what is it called? Kafta? I think is what it's called. Afta? Kafta?
Oh, you're talking about the dessert?
Nah. Can you look it up, man, real quick?
Yeah, that Kafta. Isn't that what that is? The chocolate, like, the stuff,
yeah,
the filling?
Yeah, yeah,
is that what that is?
I think.
That shit actually is insane.
That was really, really
That's
good.
That's overhyped.
I think there's a place called...
Kanafi.
Kanafi?
That's what it is. Kanafi, yeah.
What is that? Is that pistachio with, like, some kind of,
no,
like, the
that's
filling?
Baklava.
Oh, it's something different? Like, what's in the chocolate I'm talking about? Like, the green?
I don't know. Hold on, we're waiting filling? For Matt to use the internet.
That shit's not overhyped at all. That shit's actually really good.
Yeah, no,
good.
It's
that
really
chocolate
good.
Is delicious.
I had this rice and chicken dish.
Ooh, that's all I need.
Yeah,
bro,
all of this. Oh, my God, bro.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the, yeah, yeah, yeah. So this was really good. I mean, the pastries are always going to be good. I mean, it's sweet, right? So you're not going to have, like, that bad of a time picking. But it was really good. I mean, they do give anything that, like, they'll have most of the stuff that you want except for beer and you know, that the stuff that they don't believe in. And it's also, like, it's also cool to experience their culture that way. Food and stuff, obviously. So, anyway. So it's
they're all really nice. They're all really nice. Straight up.
Anyway, look, I think that we're going into the most exciting part of the year. I'm never gonna be okay with any tournament being there post champs. I wasn't cool with it when Activision was doing it, when they had our champs in the middle of the season, then we still had, like, two more MLGs and a third UMG to go fucking compete in. I think that the crowning moment of each season should be either or. It's either World Champs or it's ESWC. And I don't want anybody to be under the impression that I'm saying let's have less tournaments. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we cannot have something be more important than the World Championships of CDL. Okay? That should not be allowed.
Exactly.
But until we're able to figure something out, I think that it is what it is. I don't obviously we're only one esport in the grand scheme of them. But the fact that you know, we win champs, but then FaZe has an opportunity to win a tournament to end the season. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
do you think they'll ever flip it? Like, have EWC first and then have champs after?
Listen, I've made suggestions.
Yeah.
But yeah. As usual,
falls
la,
on.
La, la, la,
yeah, yeah.
La, la.
In one ear, out the other.
I think we covered everything, guys. Again, this project, the Z Laner, the Oak, and the Joe project will be going on live as we speak right now. So do go and tune in. Link is in the description down below. Go check it out, and we'll see you guys next week for an update.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you guys next time. Peace out.